That makes no noise. Oh, it smells.
Cheers. It smells. All right, so these are Arizona green tea and honey tea. Is it bad?
I don't hate it, but it's like, it doesn't taste like anything.
No, it tastes like...
There's like no aftertaste really, though.
It tastes a little tea-y with a little bitter-y with a bit of honey.
Hmm.
It just tastes like sweet. Welcome. Welcome to the pod.
I wouldn't buy it. Pod.
No, these were $4.50 each.
Damn, brother, why'd you buy them?
I was like, I want to buy a weird drink. And then I went to the servo that I thought the weird drinks were at, and they weren't there. This and like Level Lemonade was like the weirdest thing I could find.
Level, I don't know what the fuck Level Lemonade
There were colors of rock stars I'd never seen before. Oh, and I had to shake it. There was brown residue at the bottom.
Yeah, you just... they just never look appealing on the bottom.
No, they don't.
I want to say something to you, Mitchell.
Yeah.
I've had a day.
Yeah.
I've had a day. So, today's the last day of semester for me, for uni.
Mm.
And I had a deferred test or a SUP exam for today.
Uh-huh.
And I'd been sent the email like 2 weeks ago, oh, this is when your SUP exam is. It's in the usual lecture hall at the usual lecture time. I'm like, okay, chill. I rock up 20 minutes before the exam, just there chilling outside the building, just like on my phone, scrolling through Twitter.
Yeah.
Other people start rocking up for it. There's about 15 of us. We're there, we're chilling. And then we're like, oh, the lecture hall's unlocked. We'll go sit in there and wait.
They're always unlocked.
Yeah, but we hadn't checked. So we're like, oh, we'll go sit in mother. We'll just go sit down and get ready for it. We sit down. It hits 12 when the exam's supposed to start.
Mm-hmm.
No supervisor. No test papers. No one. We're like, okay, maybe they're just a couple minutes late. Hits 12:05. Nothing. Hits 12:15, nothing.
You can legally leave class.
Hits 12:30, someone finally rocks up.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, oh, we accidentally sent you guys the wrong date. We sent everyone else the right date, which is the week before.
What?
Yeah, so for some reason, 15 of us out of, like, I think the group of like 40 people had been given the wrong date for some reason.
This is like a Harvard psychology test.
And we're just like, oh. And she's like, you can either do it now, I've got someone bringing the test papers, or you can, like, if you've got to go do something.
She sounds too chill for someone who was fucked up so catastrophic.
Well, it wasn't her that had messed it up.
No,
this was, okay, like, the poor person who had to be, like, the supervisor for the exam.
Ah, the slave man. That's always an elderly person.
They had just, this person was young. This person was obviously doing like their PhD or something.
Because,
you know, PhD students have to like...
do shit. But like, how do you fuck up that bad? Well, you get like the date wrong on
she wasn't the one that sent us the email.
Oh, okay.
This was someone that they... Because one of the girls in the test had called like the college, like the science and engineering college, and they'd be like, hey, we're supposed to have a test right now. And they'll be like, okay, we'll send someone. We'll try to sort this out. And she's like, you can either do it now, or if you've got some like other classes to get to that our exam will go into.
Was the test easy?
You can
easy?
Defer it later.
Was it easy? It's 20% exam. Punch. Oh.
It was 40 multiple choice questions. Right, so it's okay. Like, I'm like, I really need to go work on assignment, but I'll get this exam done.
Yeah.
So we go there, and she's like, oh, yeah, someone's bringing the exam papers. We're like, okay, chill.
I'll do that shit in like 10 minutes.
We're there.
40.
5 minutes later. We can hear lots of voices outside because it's getting close to 1 p.m.
Mm.
Turns out, at 1 p.m., there was a class scheduled in this lecture hall. So we got kicked out. We had to run across the campus, and it started raining at this point.
Yeah.
Running across, trying to find another empty room. We found one. Thank the Lord. Yeah. We sat down, started doing the test. And this person felt so bad for us. She had ordered us pizza.
What the fuck?
So I went in and handed
the PhD student?
Yeah.
PhD's nuts.
I went in and handed it in. And she's like, "Oh, there's pizza if you want a slice." And I'm like, "Okay,
that's
chill."
crazy.
So I do that. I have
with
that.
Her own money.
I don't know. I assume so. There's just this very confused man who just walked in with pizza.
That's crazy.
And he gave it to her. And I was kind of just like, "Okay, that's odd." It's just a very weird exam because she's kind of just there, just scrolling on her phone, not really looking or anything. Could have cheated, didn't. Because
it's multiple choice.
It's multiple choice, and it's like a room full of cameras. So, like,
yeah, that's,
if you did,
that is fair enough.
You'd be getting caught. Did that.
They didn't catch me.
So, I finished at about 2. No, a bit before 2.
How long was the exam meant to be?
50 minutes. I did it in 30. That's right, I finished at 1:30.
It took 2 hours.
So, then I also had a thing where I had to submit an assignment at 4 p.m. today. I had to submit online and a physical copy.
What?
Which I had never done before. I'd never had to submit a physical copy. I knew it was something that you
had
to do.
That's lame as fuck.
So last night I'd gone into uni in the evening and I'd printed it out. And I'd had the document on the PC. I didn't submit it online then. I was like, I'll do it the next day. I don't know. I just wanted to leave.
Yeah,
I was done.
Okay. Sure.
So I printed out the document, had it with me today, and I went into uni. And I found the Dropbox, which took a little bit because they had told us the general location of the Dropbox. I just found one, and I'm like, this looks like it, and it's got my class on it, but it says feedback sheets. So I'm just like, I'm just going to put it in there. I put in the physical copy, and then I go to the library. I'm like, oh, I'll submit the digital copy.
And a dog had eaten the USB.
No. My dumb ass had, I'd been doing the digital copy on the university PC, didn't email it to myself or save it to my laptop. So of course, when I shut down the PC, the university PCs wipe daily.
Oh.
So they don't keep all your documents on there.
So I had wipe daily?
Yeah, well they wipe. Yeah, if you save a document and then try and then you get on the next day, the document's not there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's to keep space there. It's a weird. I don't like it.
I suppose that makes
sense. It makes sense.
No,
so,
it doesn't.
I was just like, shit.
That's so silly.
I was like, what do I do? Because I've already submitted the physical copy, so I can't remember like my answers for the questions. and I'm like, they need to be the same answers.
Why do you have to do them separately? It's so weird.
I don't know. So I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to get back into that lockbox because it's like a. You know, like when you return books late at a library? It's like a little metal slit in the wall.
Oh.
And I drop it in. So I wouldn't have been able to, like, get my hand in and get it. And also, it just would have looked dodgy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shit, what do I do? I go, like, into my printing history and I find the name of the document, but I can't access that document from the printing history for some reason, even though it's gone through there.
You can't reprint it again.
Yeah, I can't reprint it from there.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, what do I do? And I'm like, oh, I had to combine the two PDFs in Adobe. I'm like, please, Lord.
Fucking hell.
I go onto Adobe, I log into my account, it's there.
That's pretty clutch.
I go to download it. It's like, you have gone past your free trial. You need to pay $30.
You did not pay
$30.
Monthly. You couldn't screen pull it? You had to pay
I
them
screen
for...
pulled. Yeah, I cut out this clipping tool and I put it into a Word document.
Yeah.
And then I submitted it.
That's clutch as fuck.
And I did all that.
In time?
Yeah. Everything in time. It's almost 3 o'clock now. But everything's done. And I walk back to my car. And as I'm walking back to my car, I see Julian's car in the car park. So I go and move the windshield wipers. I go and stick them up.
Yeah.
As I'm sticking them up, because I'm, like, walking out of his car, and I do look shady. This guy was like, is that your car? And I just went, yes. And then he just kept on staring at me.
Because why the fuck would you do that to your own car?
I don't know. Because I just panicked. I'm like, if I go, oh, it's mate's car, he's not going to believe me. Why wouldn't he? I don't know.
If someone was doing, you only ever do that to your friend's car.
Yeah.
What a tosser.
What a fucking tosser.
I would have been like, yeah, I love driving around with all the shticks up.
So, and he looked at me, and I just stood next to the driver's side door, and then I just walked off. Because I'm like, yep.
You know what you should have done? You should have out-weirded him out. You should have taken out your phone and started like photographing.
Recording him.
Yeah, with the sound on, with the flash. It's like, that's the Australian version of shooting a man. It's like, get down.
I did that. I like kind of speed walked over to my car and I left.
I wonder if he undid it.
I hope not. Because
what a weirdo. Did he look weird?
I can't wait for Julian to get to his car. He looked like a university
student. Did he look like he smells seats and shit?
No.
Did he look like he likes when there's a little liquid on the toilet seat in public? Oh, he likes that shit.
That's
he's like,
foul.
Oh, my lucky day.
Oh.
Bro, speaking of foul shit, have you seen the what's it called? Gross Listerine?
Do I want to?
How much money for you to hit the gross Listerine?
Should I drink this and then look at it? Or is it going to make me throw up?
It won't make you throw up. Hold on, I'll find it. So, how do you use mouthwash?
I get a capful. I put it into my mouth. I swish it around.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know what it's going to be. And then I spit it into the drain and I like wash it away.
Been using the same one for 4 years.
It's gonna make me throw up.
It looked like
sand.
It's a bottle of Listerine, but if you zoom in, you can see the floaties. So like, it looks like pond scum in a bottle of Listerine. And I know it's a shit post. I wonder how they made it, because like, there's no way someone actually did that.
I can feel like the back of my throat contracting, like I'm gonna throw up.
Can you feel the saliva?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry then.
Oh, like I did.
Is there no amount of money for you to hit?
No,
a swish
there's
of that
no
shit?
Amount. There's no amount.
If you guys want to see it.
Oh, no, there is an amount.
If you Google disgusting Listerine, like you would.
Wait, do I just.
No, you don't swallow it. You do what you do with mouthwash. You don't do what they did.
I said, do I just. I like, had to stop myself because I like gagged. Oh.
Yummy. And it was posted by a guy I follow on Twitter.
Oh.
And he normally talks about music, so that was a really funny out of left field one.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what were we talking about? Whoa, dog.
Dog.
Anyway. Drake's been going ballistic.
Drake's been going crazy on it.
He got on the Sexy Red album and rapped over the BBL Drizzy beat.
I do need to listen to this.
I don't know if I want to.
I don't know.
It's called like You My Everything or something.
You My Everything.
And it's like, I don't know how Sexy Red does it. I don't know how she does it.
How she does what?
I mean, her album covers. Have you seen them?
No.
They're so crazy. Like on one of them,
I
she
don't
put
listen
the
to Sexy Red.
I don't either. But on like Who the Hottest Princess. She put, like, the parental guidance shit over her cooch.
Damn.
And then on this one, she's, like, on a... it's in Sexy We Trust, and it's, like, she's on a bill, and there's, like, a 911 behind her.
That is a Lamborghini.
Same thing. Car I will never have. Same thing.
They look very different.
I don't know what the fucking cars, bro. I literally watched a video yesterday on how cars work, and I've forgotten all of the facts I learned.
How cars work.
Yeah. I don't know shit about car. I just know the car I want.
Which is what?
A Miata.
Oh, yeah, the little bug-eyed ones. The flip-up headlights.
On, yeah, either that or like a new model. Either one's fine. Just the idea of them is cool to me. The old one does that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have an MR2. A Honda.
Honda.
Honda MR2. It's the wrong model to have the flippy lights, but it's the same, like, whatever the fuck.
Damn.
Which is what it is.
Are you good? Are you, like, full of energy?
No, well, I've been in bed all fucking day.
Ah.
I made a beat.
You made beat?
Yeah, Riley was going on a pub crawl in Japan yesterday, and he's like, I'm drunk and I want to get on beat. And I was like, yep.
Fair enough.
And then, bro is having... I want to try the energy drinks in Japan because they all look really weird and cool. Yeah. But then I don't want to be drinking an energy drink every day.
No, that would be bad for your health.
I'll have to share them with everyone. Big gulp each. What am I looking for?
Not something else I experienced.
I don't know. Gross Listerine. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
We balled again on Tuesday.
We did ball again on Tuesday.
And we haven't balled since. But we haven't really had time.
No, but we are getting better every time.
Yeah.
Oh. Have you seen the okay, so you know Sketch, right?
Yeah.
You know how he acts challenged?
Does he?
Is that not what the character persona is?
I thought that was just him. Because for every like clip I've ever seen of him, he's acted like that.
Yeah, that's all an act.
Or he's been like that.
That's all a character. And he did
Is
an
it?
entire podcast episode with a guy and talking about it, and he just sounded completely different. And people don't like it. And I just think it's really funny.
Yeah, I mean,
Because
it's not like he ever came out and said that he had a.
no, he's just gone straight back to doing it.
Yeah.
And everyone just assumed he was like troubled. I don't know what the word is that isn't bad to say. Dumb. I don't know. He's a guy, Texas. He likes
Yeah,
Texas.
he supports the Texans
And he
and the Broncos.
caps about being disabled. Or whatever fucking word you want to use.
Well, that doesn't taste as good now.
Well, when it's warm.
No, just have a sip. I could taste it more.
Oh, because it. I've barely touched mine. Mine tastes the same. It just tastes like honey and green tea.
Fair
And
enough.
I think it's funny. I think it's really funny. The people are like, hey, you can't do
Yeah.
that.
I mean, yeah, it is a bit.
He's like,
It's a
doesn't he
bit.
show up on SportsCenter?
Yeah. It is like a little bit fucked, but it's not like he said he is.
No, but like if you
Yeah.
act outwardly like it, it's
Yeah.
like if you troll someone by being in a wheelchair for a decade and then all of a sudden you stand up and walk around in front of them.
Okay, if you go for a decade straight, that's respectable.
So
Like
if
that's.
Sketch played the long con of a decade of being strange, he would. And he just goes on stream one day, "What's up, guys?"
It would certainly be a shock.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen this. I feel like I would have seen this. I haven't seen this interview or.
No, I don't know if. Was it with Bradley Martin? Is that the fitness guy?
Yeah.
It was with something like that. It was with a guy. It was certainly with a guy. Ooh, okay. I've been. I have a photo to show you.
You got a photo
This
for
one isn't
me?
gross. This is of my room.
Why is there a ladder coming out of your window? And why is it night?
It is nighttime and there's a ladder into my window. Oh, and I had a heart attack at work. I literally had a heart attack. I died. I was just working and mum texted me and she's like, "Hey, did you break into your own room? Someone broke into your room." And I'm like,
That's
"What? That's not okay."
terrifying.
Yeah, right? And I'm like, "That's not cool." And she just doesn't reply to me for like an hour. And I'm just freaking out. And then eventually I'm like, okay, then I'll just call her. And then she's like, yeah, there's a ladder straight into your room, and they didn't take anything. And I'm just like, oh, that's really weird. They must be like casing the joint. They must be
Yeah.
like planning an attack on my room.
And then just take
And
it all
then mum and
back.
dad both get on speaker and they're like, you shouldn't be leaving your window open. And I'm like, it was windy. I just wanted breeze in my room. And then my fucking sister just, oh, that was me. She just walks out of a room. That was me. I didn't have my key. And I'm like, great. You made me feel like dog shit for an hour. And she didn't tell anyone. I can't
Mate,
believe that. And she left the ladder there.
yeah, leaving the ladder there is.
That's so troll. I had to put it away myself when I got home. It's a heavy fucking ladder too.
Yeah, that's it's like a proper
Oh. Whoops.
like a proper flip out
It
ladder.
is the, yeah, it's the
So they
ladder
fold
that
it in half
doubles
and
in
then you
length like a
flip, yeah.
penis.
Okay. It's just such an odd.
Am I wrong?
You are just a, you're just an odd fellow.
The ladder goes with
Hey, mine doesn't make that noise.
the no, that's like you know how in cartoons the wind makes a whoosh sound?
Yeah,
Whoosh.
whoosh.
Like an elephant horn, like
Why elephant?
because swinging.
What?
Big swinging. Is someone pissing outside?
No. This is a 20-year-old mate. 21? How old
No,
are you?
I'm 20.
I'm older than you.
Yeah, I'm a young little boy.
Wait, is your birthday actually in June?
Yeah.
I'm like months older than you.
Alright, my birthday's on Juneteenth. What's a Juneteenth? US holiday. Is that a gay thing?
No.
Juneteenth. Wait, what is this? It is! Wait, no, it's not. Wait, what is this? Black English contraction of portmanteau of June 19th. To celebrate the date when enslaved people of African descent located in Galveston, Texas, finally learned of their freedom. Why is that a... What? It's like the anti-Australia Day.
So people realize they were free.
But only in one place in Texas.
Well, were they the last place to know?
Well, I assume so. That's so strange. And that's the end of the war and the freedom of all enslaved people. Fuck yeah, treating humans like humans. I love that.
I mean, you can see why it's a celebrated day.
They killed MLK and they named a day after him. They killed JFK and named an airport after him. We should kill Ben. We should put Ben in the ground like an ostrich and like leave him there.
I thought we were going to like, we should bomb the United States government.
I'm down for that too.
I'm not. And then you just looked at me dead in the eyes and said, We should kill Ben.
What would we name Ben after Ben if we killed him?
A dog.
But
because he's a sick little puppy.
But then the dog would die too.
Why are we killing the dog?
The dog would die naturally.
Oh, okay.
Like all dogs do, sadly.
What would we call Ben?
What would we call Ben?
We can't have an
airport. We call him like a down bad Daniel.
What would we call Ben?
Oh, like a boat.
Why boat?
And then it would be like a little dinghy.
like a little tinny. A little tinny.
Yeah.
We call it Ben.
Dude, I finally understand what it's like to be down bad like Ben. Did I tell you about it?
Yeah, I did tell you about it.
In the drive-thru at the coffee place,
there
was a really pretty girl behind me. And we're in cars, and I can't be like, hello. And then I'll never see her ever again.
Bro fell in love.
I did. I keep seeing yellow cars around town. And I'm like, oh. And it's just not her.
She's not her?
It's just never her. It's so sad.
That is tough.
My sister's making fun of me for it because she was also there. Her only comment was, oh, you like girl with curly hair? And I was like, shut up. Shut up.
That is an observation.
This is me after.
Why is there an emoji drinking the walking slush?
It's a man hitting the drink and then his face gets all fucked up.
That's crazy.
And that's me being all sad. I've been cleaning out my phone. I have so many photos. Alright.
Yeah.
I
have done a big cleansing.
So, when we go to Japan, do you know about how in Japanese high schools they have big fucking fences on the roofs? Oh, wow.
He's back.
So they have big fences on Japanese high to stop people from killing themselves.
Well, a lot of places have that. A lot of places have big barriers on roofs.
Really?
Yeah.
Like where?
You legally need to, if you can access the roof, you need to have a barrier.
No, you don't. New York. Fall off the skyscraper. Boom.
There are barriers up there.
Are you sure? Are they as tall as the ones in Japan? The ones in Japan are tall as fuck.
They would be as effective.
Because, no, okay. The reason I bring this up is, hold on, let's see. Japanese school fence. They're like so insanely high. It's like they've made them really high. Yeah, it's like, are they trying to keep like Olympic high jumpers out of the fucking thing?
No, stop people from like climbing over them and jumping off.
They're so tall though. Oh, roof fence. I've looked for this wrong. It just showed me fences. They're so fucking tall!
Yeah.
They're insanely tall!
But I think if you could access the roof in like any school, it would have that.
Why do so many people want to kill themselves? What's up with that?
The world's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, I know that. Dark Times.
Dark Times.
By Vince Staples.
Oh!
Came out today.
Yes, I listened to half of it.
I also listened to half of it. I'm up to the one, I finished the one called Etofe.
What am I on?
That one's really hard. I'm up to Liars.
I'm on Shame on the Devil.
I've been... It's really nice so far.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it.
It's his last album with Def Jam.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of it and seeing what he does next, because he has progressed really interestingly as an artist.
Yeah, I think it's a good album.
From like introspective rap to like R&B to like a blend.
How do I keep drinking?
And he's got
this?
A very unique sound. This was $4.50, that's why I keep drinking
it. Yeah, it was $4.50 and Lil Bro bought it for me.
It is half a liter.
I can actually...
What?
You're going to hate this product.
Why? Yeah, it's... Yeah, I know.
American. Well, it's actually made in Germany.
It is, yeah. It's very fucking strange.
But
I used
an
to
American
drink the peach
company,
ones.
Family-owned and operated.
I love the peach ones. I don't know how it's an American fully owned and operated company. And
it's probably made in Arizona.
Yeah, but why does it come from Germany?
It's probably cheaper to produce there.
That's so crazy. I thought Trump's whole shit was taken
great
back.
Great hot.
Yeah.
How am I having this hot?
I don't know, but we can try it sometime.
I don't really want to.
The peach one's really good. Yeah. I used to drink a lot of the peach
one. But these are full of sugar.
Yeah, it's American. How do Americans not keel over and die after 2 years of life?
This is 12 grams of sugar in it, bro.
Do they put... Yeah, exactly. Do they put corn syrup in Australian lemonade?
I've got no idea.
Or is corn syrup just an American thing?
You are so hung up on corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup. Yeah, because it's not good for you.
Yeah, it's not.
But I thought when you make lemonade, corn syrup is not part of the equation. I think corn syrup's used to just make it cheaper, right?
Yeah.
Red 40 is also crazy to me.
It's not commonly used in Australia.
Who the fuck?
But it's usually named as glucose syrup in Australia.
Okay. Yeah, we don't use that. Who the fuck was like, petrol? Let's use that to turn our food red. And then they eat the petrol.
Probably
give the kids ADHD.
Probably a while ago when we didn't have such good.
Yeah, we don't do it here. They still do it there. Have you seen the challenge? There's this guy who runs around the streets of America
and just eats Red 40.
He has a cup of Red 40 and a cup of sugar, and he's like $100 if you have both of these. And then people rip them both. It's fucking crazy. Have you seen this?
I would do that for both.
Ruined me for a month. That would fuck me up.
That's like 150 Australian.
Great.
You're saying
I don't think that's worth ripping a whole cup.
You're saying you wouldn't.
I would bargain to only do the sugar. Red 40 is scary.
Yeah, but if you have a cup of Red 40, you're not going to die.
No, but do you know what's going to happen to your body?
I'm going to not feel good.
What if I turn out of forearms from Ben 10? What if I fucking...
I turn it upchuck.
Yeah. I saw in the Discord server that there was just a bunch of Ben 10 creatures.
Yeah, they just kept on posting up Chuck when I went in there. they just kept on saying, up Chuck of the goat. That's and so... I was like, are you calling me up Chuck? And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's crazy. They must have... Dude, Transformers. We watched Transformers.
What, are you fucking good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. You just keep...
We watched Transformers with Chewie.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't know how they make 5 more movies. The first one was so conclusive.
But it was good.
It was good.
Now, the first 3 are good. Trust me.
I believe you. I just don't know. The first one ended...
It ends with him saying he's contacted more audience.
Yeah, but they killed Megatron. I thought that was the guy. I thought he would be alive still.
Who's saying they don't bring Megatron back?
Well, that's some bullshit then.
So
he's dead. He's dead.
It's a fucking 2007 fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly. When was The Odyssey written?
When was The Odyssey written?
Well, The Iliad by Homer Simpson. Can you believe Homer Simpson wrote The Iliad? Can you believe that shit? Is that one by... What's The Odyssey by? Is it by Plato?
No, it's by Homer.
Homer Simpson...
Nice.
Yeah.
When was
I got told about the horrors of Megan Fox's face or something like that.
Yeah, it's
dude, something happened to, was it Zac Efron?
Yeah, well he had like a
face.
Published January 1st, 701.
What?
Yeah, it's Odyssey.
701?
Made by Homer.
Dude, he looks fine. Yeah. He's just turned. He looks like Squareface.
Yeah, it's like he hadn't. Why are you doing that with your jaw? Oh, you had an accent. I'm not too sure what happened.
But because I can turn my face into a square, like Minecraft Steve.
Minecraft Steve.
Oh, this is bad. This is really funny. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, my sister has trolled.
Your sister's trolled?
She's making me pick her up from school instead of taking the bus home. And now there's like, it's time sensitive.
Damn. Oh, well.
Too fucking bad. Can you believe?
So this is a short episode.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. Honey badger.
Do you not need to go pick up your sister?
Not yet. Do you know... So, we talked about it a few weeks ago amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
Honey Badger is joined. Is it the Storm?
The Storm have signed Nick Cummins, the Honey Badger.
Which is crazy to me. Isn't he like... how old is he?
He's
did we Google
36?
It?
36?
When did... what position would he play? What position did he play?
He played on the wing.
And that was, my God, my mum's crazy.
That was 10 years ago.
Okay, hold on. Is 17,000 steps in a day a lot?
It's a bit. Well, it's a decent amount.
Mum's watch, I think I programmed it wrong for her. She reckons she does about 17,000 to 11,000 steps a day, and she's a school teacher.
Yeah, I can see
that. So I can see it. But when I pressed her on it, she like explained to me walking from the car park in amongst the buildings to get to her class is 1,000 steps. And I'm like, no way. I'm picturing the layout of her school because I drop her off sometimes. It just doesn't compute to me. And she got all mad at me for saying it's not true. And she's like, you coded the thing. And I was like, but I just... I don't know. It would be insane.
Odd.
I'm just going to let her keep... And now she's like, look at me. 11,000 steps. It's not 17, but it's close. And I was like, fucking... All right, Mom. Whatever. Yeah, so Nick Cummins is going to the Storm. When does he start? Next year?
I think it's like a primary... a media stunt.
It has to be. Because I didn't... He played Union, which is similar.
Because he is 36.
He's 36. Someone's going to tackle him and he's going to fold in half.
Yeah. It's just so... He hasn't played in the past 10 years professionally at all.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's just been a tradie model.
Yeah. And on Bachelor.
Hmm. Have you seen the photos for the Don Toliver album?
No.
It's called like Hardstone Psycho. Have you seen how he's been riding motorbike around?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen like his outfit.
He has like a big flag.
Yeah. He's been dressed like a bikey.
I still can't get over that photo of him with the big face.
Oh yeah, like his...
When he's singing.
Dr. Nefario.
He does. And he's dating Kali Uchis, bro. They're married. That's so crazy to me.
It is crazy.
Can I not find it? Where is it?
He really put in some effort.
Yeah. Oh, I'm close. Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so sick.
Wait, when did it say?
June
14. Oh, fucking so many things happening on June 14.
What was the other thing I was having? Oh, your test.
Drink of the bar, Dro.
Am I going to be fucking made to go to that?
I'm going
to
go.
Wait, have you been before?
Yeah, not in the past 2 years.
I love drink of the bar, Dry. We drink a bunch. Is June 14th a Friday? I assume it is.
Yeah.
A Pink Panther song came out. Oh my gosh. Oh my god. Can you believe it?
Yeah, Pink Panther. So, I know new music coming out this week. We're getting Pink Panther. Pink Pantherness.
Pink Panther single.
Kickoff from BTS member RM.
What the fuck? Where'd you find
album,
that?
The album from BTS member RM arrives today.
Who the fuck? Which one is RM?
I don't know. With his second solo album. Right place, wrong person.
Yippee. RM. There's a...
there's 21 Pilots. Feature.
What the fuck? When? This today?
With their seventh album.
Have 21 Pilots fallen off? I only know, like, they did Trenches, and then they did a song about growing up and being sad, and then that's all. Hold the fuck on. Chocolate Apple Proof. Dropped their top 100. They finished their top 100 albums list.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to me. There's like one Pink Floyd album on there. There are two Radiohead albums.
Yeah.
People love Radiohead.
Yeah, they do.
People I've listened like... to OK Computer and I don't really get what all the hype is about.
Yeah, it's good, but like...
Because I think my favorite song off there was like Crawling Up the Wall or something. And apparently that's the like least strong one on the album.
Damn.
According to list. But I don't... I have tried to get into Radiohead and I couldn't. And apparently OK Computer was the one to do it with and I couldn't.
Couldn't do it?
Yeah, there was no... I think... Dude, the Drake... Take Care by Drake being on the list is crazy to me. 47?
Well, that is widely considered his best album.
But then it's still not even that good.
But I mean, you got one of the most commercially successful artists.
I want to know who made this fucking list. That's all I want to know.
I don't think it was one person. I think it was a board.
No, it was a board. But I don't know how they... So, like... Good Kid, Mad City, Deluxe was on there, right?
Yeah.
I feel like T-Pab should have been on there too.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, also, the fucking... This is crazy to me too. A Deluxe re-release of 1988 from Taylor Swift.
1989.
1980, yep.
Yeah.
I can't believe that got on there too. I listened to it once. Who was it that was like... it was Will. Will was like, I've been listening to all of the Taylor Swift. And I'm like, that's crazy. I've tried. My mind is not strong enough. Beautiful Twisted Fantasy by Kanye is on there. Yeah. Okay. There are a lot of good things on here, but then it's like... I don't know what's going on with a lot of this.
Yeah, but it is like...
I feel like doing this successfully is a very hard thing to do.
Yeah, I don't think you'd ever do it.
Talking Heads, that's deserved.
It's like if you put out a list of like the top 100 greatest movies of all time or the top 100 greatest TV shows. Yeah,
it'd be hard. But like, it's just not easy to take this list very seriously.
Well, I don't think I can take any music ranking list seriously.
Well, I don't know. Some commentator guy on Twitter was like, if I do a top 100
albums... But is that because it has a lot of your favorite stuff on there or a lot of stuff you like?
What, this?
No, this other one.
What other one?
You're talking about...
No, he hasn't even done it yet. Wait, what do you mean?
But would you... You would probably like it more because it's got more stuff you know on it.
Oh, probably. Because he's a hip-hop guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he hasn't done it yet. He was like, should I do it how I want or do I do one album per person? And I was like, do it how you want. And I was just like... Majority of people couldn't do one album per for a top 100.
Nah, you would have repeats on there.
Because I feel like not even enough people know 100 damn guys. You know? Yeah.
Did you see Johnny Somali?
Who's that?
You know the stream, one of the streamers who got arrested in Japan?
Oh, yes. After
public nuisance? He's threatened to sue PewDiePie.
Huh?
For his comments.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, that's...
Wait, is this the guy that got detained in Japan and got, like, held for, like... And every time they let him go, they'd be like, another thing. And they kept him there forever. In the prison.
Yeah, he was there for a bit.
I just can't imagine... His whole shtick was just, like, pissing people off, right?
Yeah, I don't understand
those... And then he got, like, tackled by a construction worker.
Because they're like, oh, social experiment type. I don't understand the...
It's very Tool-y.
The entertainment, like, you've just been a prick in public.
Yeah. To people who already are xenophobic by nature.
Who have already had a rough time with content creators.
Yeah.
Like
Logan Paul is...
Like, they have not had a good run with content creators.
I can see how Logan Paul recovered from his Japan thing, but I don't think he should have.
Yeah.
Was he just being racist?
Well, he also filmed a dead body.
Yeah, that I'm ignoring that. I shouldn't. Yeah, I mean, like, all of the other things.
And he was just being disrespectful. Like, he was just being...
And everyone just forgot about that.
Like, he's just screaming in public, which you don't need to do.
Yeah, he didn't do anything for, like, months. And then he came back and everyone was like, you're fine now. And well, now you have a big podcast.
We had the thing where he apologized. And then, like, 2 weeks later, he tased a dead rat's body.
Yes. Oh, my God. I remember that. And just
like,
this
is a crazy, like...
Timeline?
You're, like, just getting off the hook. of what you've done, and now you're tasing a dead rat.
No, because no, that wasn't the idea of that. Is it's funny? Wasn't that meant to be funny? It's so funny. Tase the dead rat. Funny.
Was it funny?
I don't think so.
It's just like, oh, okay. That's just fucked up. And even if the rat was alive, that's just fucked up.
I think it'd be... Is it worse if the rat's alive?
Yes. Because you're subjecting an animal to being tasered.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Is it... I'm about to... We're going to all you can eat. We're going to a Brazilian restaurant tonight. All yeah. I can eat. I only ate breakfast today. And like, I had a brownie before I came here. That's it.
Before we recorded this, Mitchell watched me eat my Chipotle chicken.
I watched him eat his Chipotle. He somehow got it on the couch on the opposite side of me.
Did I?
Yeah, there was like a little speck. And I like got
Oh, maybe when I took the fork out for you to smell.
Ah, that probably was it.
Would have been it.
So I got it off the couch, but it stained the couch.
Because I spilt a little bit on the kitchen bench and had to wipe it up.
Bro is like, okay, there's this guy. Julian and I have both discovered him separately. His name on YouTube, if we can, we should blow up his spot. His name is White Rabbit. And he just, were you in the call when Julian was talking about it?
Well, you talked about him because he came into your work. That's how I know him.
Yes. Yeah. I made food for him.
I know, because he has videos still popping in my recommended.
Yeah.
And he went to the Filipino.
Yeah, they don't anymore. They don't exist anymore.
He went to like, it was like a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
To, really?
Yeah, it was like a celebrated Filipino Independence Day.
I thought they shot.
No?
They're not there anymore. They must have moved.
Let's fact check this real quick.
Yeah. Anyway, he reviews food and he reviews like the microwave TV dinner things. And then recently his wife has appeared in the videos and I can't tell if she wants to be in them or not, but it's really funny to me.
Yeah.
Because she looks pissed. He's like trying to put on a show and he's just such a sweet old man.
He's just
a sweetie. I feel like finding his channel is hard because you'll just get like magic videos.
Yeah, I'm just getting a lot of
stuff. What's the time?
I got 3 subscribers.
I have 2 and I don't know how.
Where's...
I just comment shit.
I don't even comment.
Another YouTube channel to blow up. Jack the Unusual.
He's good.
I couldn't really tell you what he does because he does everything. But he does stuff. And okay, his most recent guy video can he pop went up to... Did they go to Thailand? Is that where they went?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he vlogged a Thailand trip. Have you ever heard of Mum Hid My Game, The Game?
No.
So it's like a flash game.
Yeah.
And the goal is to find your Nintendo DS that has been hidden and like the board. And you play the game and you find it and then eventually it's over. But it's a crazy game to me because that is how my childhood experience with game was.
Hiding it?
No, Mum were hiding it and I would find it. And then she ended up, I got so good at finding my DS, right? That eventually she just put it in the car. And I couldn't get it out until I was like granted permission to use it because she would lock the car. And I physically like, I was like, ah, we've reached the end game where you start cheating.
Okay, my bad. And the video he up, it was a re-edit of last year's.
Oh.
My bad, Truey.
No. Yeah, Truey listened to one of the episodes recently and he was like, yeah, it sounded like someone kept kicking the mic.
And I'm like, yeah, that was my bad.
And he's just done it again. I'll fix it. Anyway, I think this will be a short episode this week because I do have to go.
Yeah.
So, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.